The Dublin Airport operator DAA has said further homes near the airport may need sound pollution protection after a view of departing flight paths being used from its new north runway. DAA has identified some flight procedures which were, quote, not aligned with assumptions made in their planning submissions for the new runway. The organisation said today it will add 18 new noise monitoring terminals to the area. Fingal County Council, which is the local authority in which the airport is located, has launched an investigation into the runway's planning permission. In a moment, we'll be speaking to Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly, who's with us. But first of all, let's hear from Niamh Marr, who lives in the St Margaret's Estate in Fingal. It's now under the flight path of the North Runway. She's been telling us about her family situation.
Our home was never meant to be under a flight path. However, when the runway opened, it was a huge shock to all of us and to my family and many other families to have planes flying over our home at low altitude from August. And obviously, this has continued on over the past 7 months. And there was a change or a proposed change to the standard instrument departures from the 23rd of February. However, this has made no difference to us and many other residents. And in fact, it has led to a much worse noise situation for other residents in Fingal that were never actually affected. You know, your home is, it's a constant. It's not something transient. You go home from work for a bit of a reprieve. When you go home, you're just constantly reminded of this noise. You can't go into your garden. You know, you can't have a conversation. If there's a plane flying overhead, you have to stop speaking. It's affected my kids. You know, they won't go into the garden to play because of the noise of the planes. If there is a particularly large plane flying over your house, it's not only just the noise, it's actually the vibrations that you get from sound through your house. And also you can feel the vibrations.
That's Niamh Marr. With us in studio is Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal. Welcome to the programme, Deputy. That experience that Niamh Marr there has given us a little insight into what her family is enduring. How widespread is that now since the operation of this new runway?
Well, just to give you an idea of the depth of feeling locally, I attended a public meeting on Monday. There were 250 people in the room. That was a meeting called at fairly short notice. People are incredibly exercised about this. And I want to be very clear, Brian. People who live near the airport understand that they will hear the noise of planes. Nobody is silly enough to think you can live in the environs of the airport and not hear planes. This is about planes going low flying directly over people's homes. And people like Niamh, who bought their homes and who built on sites in some cases, when they looked at the plans for the DAA for the new runway and everything else, and they saw very clearly that they were not under a flight path, mm-hmm. they made their decision on that basis. They now find themselves under the flight path. They've been sending in complaints to the DAA. They feel like they're not being listened to. Certainly at the meeting on Monday, what I heard from people, and they were from all over. They were from the Ward, Coolkey, the Wootton, Ridgewood, Old Town, Ballyboggle. They were from right across Fingal and Meath East. And what I heard from people is that they feel like their concerns are not being taken seriously. And Niamh spoke on the night. She spoke about the impact not only on your life, mm-hmm. and you know, things like not being able to have a conversation. That's very wearing. But actually, there's health implications for excessive noise, and they really don't feel like the DAA are doing enough to address this.
This statement from the DAA that they've identified some of the flight procedures as not being aligned with assumptions made in their planning submissions for this runway. What do you make of that?
Well, local residents who are very knowledgeable on this subject, because they have to be, because they have had to study it, they say that the current flight paths don't align with the planning permission as was granted. So therefore, that means everything is out of kilter. All of the noise contouring that was done now doesn't match up to the lived reality. Now, while it's welcome that the monitors are going to be put in place, what we actually need to see are people coming from the DAA to talk to local residents about the impact that this is having on them. And as I've said, and I want to be clear before people start contacting, I understand, and people who live near the airport understand, that there will be noise from the airport. We're not foolish, but this is excessive noise and it's impacting on people's health. And now that because they vary, there is a divergence, or certainly residents believe there is a divergence from their original planning permission, right. They're now concerned because it feels like the DAA are operating on the planning permission that they want rather than the permission that they have.
No, I mean, I think they would contest that.
And I'm sure they would. I'm saying that was what came clearly from the meeting
and
on Monday.
The planning permission has been investigated by Fingal County Council. So that no doubt we'll find out more in due course. But this commitment to at least look at further sound protection, sound proofing, I presume. I mean, technically, can this problem be addressed and solved?
Well, what we need to see, because we were told that it would be addressed substantially when the new SIDS, the Standard Instrument Departures, came into place, and that didn't address it. So there's a real lack of faith in the DAA's ability to address this. So I think what is actually needed is comprehensive engagement with the local community. So, I mean, like, they put in the monitors if they want, that's fine. But local people are monitoring this themselves. They would be able to give really valuable information to the DAA. But what they tell me is that when they make that information available, that they send in correspondence into the DAA, that they're not getting any feedback from them. And that's a very bad situation to be in.
Before I let you go, can I put to you the comments of Tánaiste Micheál Martin today, speaking in New York in relation to Sinn Féin's motion on the ending of the evictions ban. He described it as a cynical exercise because he says your own suggestion was that the ban would be lifted at the end of this year, or I think in January of next year. The only difference in effect between yourselves and the government on this is timing.
Yeah, I really, really would love to hear from Micheál Martin or any government spokesperson the answer to a very simple question that Sinn Féin have been asking now for a number of weeks. Where are people going to go? Where are they supposed to go if they are going to be evicted in April? So the Tánaiste and members of his party and members of government are talking a lot about mitigations that might be put in place in the coming months. But I'm sitting in my clinics in Swords and in Balbriggan in Rush and Lusk, and I'm talking to people who are saying to me, I am on a notice to quit.
Where would they go if, as Sinn Féin suggests, the ban was extended but lifted in December?
Okay,
Christmas.
So what we need is to buy some time. The government wasted the time that the eviction ban gave them. What we need is to buy some time to put mitigations in place. So to use new building technologies, to allow local authorities to use the tenant in situ scheme. I mean, they're still receiving circulars from the Department of Housing in relation to this at the very, very last minute. So there's no plan in place. People are facing a cliff edge, and the Tánaiste, nor the Taoiseach, nor the Minister for Housing or anyone else can't answer that simple question. When I'm in my clinics, what am I supposed to say to people who have a notice to quit? Where are they supposed to go?
Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, thanks for talking to us.